Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I am so thrilled about all of you. And we have got a great show for you today. Joan Rose Staffen is joining us here. But before I talk about Joan and the book of Pendulum Healing, I want to give a shout out for Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hey there, Pat. Top of the day to you.
Top of the day to you. I had a little sentimental moment.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I did.
Are you gonna expound on it?
Yes, I could a little bit.
Okay.
I think I mentioned to you that I had lunch with Eric about a week ago.
Sure.
Eric Prima, who is the program. I don't know what the official title is, program director, something like that for KKNW.
Yeah, he's our sales manager.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we had a really, really good lunch.
Oh,
and
good.
One of the things, I'm really in tune to is how this platform, how the stations we're on, whether it's KKNW, whether AM or the FM part of that, or Transformation Talk Radio, or that, or our partners on CRN, that, the boys on BBS Radio, those guys that I so love, it doesn't matter. This energy and this year, moving into next year, for all of you that have been sitting on a dream, it is time to either get off that dream before it busts, kind of like a balloon. And there is an energy that I couldn't touch upon until one of you, one of our listeners, connected with me personally. And here's what it is. I got the most beautiful letter. And, you know, Benny, from time to time, we've gotten things from Susie, from Jackie, from other folks that have been with the network, right, forever, ever, ever. But it's one of those things, Benny, and I'm going to talk to Joan about this, that when you get to a place in the journey where you're almost ready to throw the towel in, where you think that maybe because one of your programmers who said they were doing something and you find out they didn't, you look at that as a sign. And what I've come to know is that it's not really a sign for what we think. And then you get something that comes your way and you're reminded why you show up. And that's what happened to me. And it was a combination of having lunch with Eric, and of course, our fabulous host, but also this idea of our programmer that spent 6 months basically not doing anything, only to have our current programmer now have time step in, and he is almost done in a matter of weeks with what would have taken us months. And I've started to think about this and some of the things we're getting ready to do, especially our crowdfunding initiative. And I just thought to myself, if we hang on to fear, if we hang on to that sludge that holds us back, if we hang on to those things, we're not going to aspire or be. And I got that, Benny, in a couple of messages, but I also got that from Joan's book. You know, and I was reading this book, and Joan Staffen has been on the show before, writer, artist, psychic healer, spiritual path, early 20s. You know, she has done a range of things, but like myself, incorporates the philosophies and the messaging from A Course in Miracles. You know, when I think about Joan and what she's done and what she's created, and this notion whether it's about dowsing and creating a dowsing system like she did, or this book, The Book of Pendulum Healing. What I'm really struck by is the timing, Benny. It's the timing. It's this notion of looking potential defeat in the face and saying, no mas, you don't live here. But the other thing, Benny, I'm noticing is the people that I have known and gotten to know in a 15-year period are doing incredible things in the world. Joan is one of them. Jane Forbes started Love Notes is another one. Eric Crema and everything that he's doing on this network. Jessica and the team of people. But here it is, right from Joan's book. And I got to read it, Joan. Out of the gate, and I read the books. I want to read this to everybody. It's called The Healing Promise. And this is a quote. This is from Marianne Williamson. So I want to read this. A moment of crisis can be a moment of growth as the wounded self prepares to transform. From the chrysalis of my pain, I will forge my healing, the wings of my newborn self. That's what this hour is about. Joan, great to have you. Thank you for coming back.
Oh, thank you for having me. What a delight.
I got to say something to you. First of all, again, you hit it out of the park with this book. And Linda and I, once upon a time, we came across folks and that at a fair, and we bought two pendulums, right?
Uh-huh.
I have to tell you, didn't have a clue about what they were or how to use them. And I think Linda may call into the show. But the thing that I'm struck by is the foundation by which you wrote this book. I want to ask you this question. What is it that happened to you along the way in the discovery of self in writing this book? What did you discover about your own journey as you wrote this book? And, you know, here you are, a spiritual healer. But what was writing this book? What happened that completely transformed something within you?
Well, I felt so grateful to have a whole year to, again, put together my ideas for this book. So every day, it's kind of funny, I dance, I do my art, and then I would make myself sit down in my chair and actually write. And then when I was writing the actual process, I feel really surrounded by the angels and a muse when I was writing this. So I just, in the process of it, of writing, I felt as if I was getting healed also.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt this, you know, the presence of the angels, and I would write. And then I must say that I had a lot of help, too, from girlfriends in a poetry class and also from the publisher, Wiser Books. They were wonderful. They were totally wonderful. So it was kind of this process. I have, as you know, everything I've written about in this book, I've done. And so it was kind of years of being on the spiritual path. And then, but it's also about the quote that you read from Marianne Williamson, that, you know, I haven't necessarily had an easy life. So I've mm-hmm. had those times of crisis, and that, I mean, they were very difficult. And if I could somehow just remember that anytime you have a crisis, there is so much potential for growth. And then if you can just stay with it, you know, and keep surrendering, then you have this wounded self that transforms. And I'm always amazed by that.
Yeah. I was struck by so many things in your book, and we're going to talk about them. But what I was struck by for the most part was the notion that there is a healing promise. And I think that as I read this and I read the book, I'm really struck by the number of tools available to us. I want to talk with you when we come back about the pendulum and intuitive healing and what you've created in the book, because this is something that is so ancient. You know, this is something that we think about these things, but yet our lives are like, why did I get that disease? Why did my mother get that disease? What happened to my grandmother? Why did my best friend get this? Why? And so in the scheme of that, we can get stuck there, right?
Right.
And mm-hmm. as I'm reading this, right, and I'm reading some of this, the greatest secret in my family, outside of my mom's suicide, was the fact that my mother's father was born in Brazil. And nobody in my family talked about the fact that my grandfather was born in Brazil. My father's father's brother went to Brazil. And the only reason that we understand these secrets now, and secrets cause wounding, is because right. the internet. When we come back, uh-huh. what we're going to talk about is what you discovered. And we're going to help everyone today on their healing journey that wants to call in and experience this. We are going to look at how to work with the pendulum, intuition, and healing. And I'm not just talking about healing from a physical ailment, because clearly I've got a few other wounds. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome back. You know, one of the things I love is that I meet the most incredible people. And for those of you, Joan is one of them. We are going to be given a copy of this incredible, another incredible book, the book of Pendulum Healing. We're going to give that away. The other thing I want to say to folks is the phone lines are open. If you want to call in and get some assistance today during the show as we walk through what actually is in the book, what we're going to learn about pendulums, about the 30 intuitive healing charts. We're going to learn all this today as much as we could in the time frame we have. But for those of you out there, 1-800-930-2819. Give us a call. We're going to be talking about the pendulum healing system. 1-800-930-2819. And during the break, we were talking about, and I was sharing about the fact that I found out my relatives lived in Brazil. And so Joan was talking to me about my past lives. And we're going to kind of pick it up from there and talk about what these charts are about and what pendulum healing is about. But before we do, Joan, what is the best way for people to find out about you? Website, please.
My website is joanrosestaffen.com. And the book can be found on Amazon. And So the book is actually a workshop about pendulum healing. So if you read the book, you'll be able to teach yourself. But even better, come and visit me at East West Books on November 13th when I give my workshop, The Power of Pendulum Healing. But people can learn and have learned to use the pendulum, which is somewhat of a binary system, and then when you use it with the charts, with the 30 intuitive charts, you're able to get incredible amount of information about yourself on all sorts of levels. And it's hard to describe it on the radio without it in front of you, but basically a pendulum is a tool that you use to access your higher information, to connect with your high self and your subconscious, somewhat like when you're able to do chiropractic, when you go to the chiropractor and he does muscle testing. In some ways, you use the same energy to access your own intuitive self. Merely by holding a pendulum and allowing the pendulum to move by itself. Dr. Pat, you've used a pendulum. You started using a pendulum. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. I don't use it as frequently as I'd like to, but I think for folks listening today, we forget sometimes, Joan, that everything is energy, yeah? And
exactly.
We forget we can be guided. This book, you're right. This is a guidebook, right? But in the book, you take us through how to clear, and what I think that is, how to clear energy, right? How important is clearing? Because I don't think we can say enough about it.
Right. Well, when I just recently gave a workshop where that was the focus, was people learning to get yes-no answers from the pendulum, and then learning how to clear. And once a person learns how to clear, it's really exciting, because in the book, you can learn how to clear yourself, your chakras. You can clear your body, emotions, mind. I clear my space. I've cleared my car. When I give a workshop, I always clear the room. Whenever I'm working with a group, I clear the group before I come. And so what you're doing is you're clearing and healing. Basically, it's an invitation for the higher beings to interact and clear us. Almost like it's like a psychic shower, really. Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun in a workshop, because basically I'll do an introduction, and then I'll teach people how to use the pendulum, and then I'll teach them to clear. And they are amazed. They are really amazed. I send them home, and they clear their whole lives. They spend hours.
Sometimes
that's what's needed. But it's a great thing to practice. It's really a great thing to practice. Even if that's all people learn from the book and from the workshop, it would have a tremendous impact on their life. Because you can imagine, if we're clear, then when we walk into the world, when we interact with other people, we're totally in our own power, we're in our own energy, and we're able to also create and do whatever we need in life. So it can be a real shortcut to kind of a healthy life, if that makes sense.
You know, one of the things, it does make total sense. One of the things I think that we don't talk about enough, and I wanted to ask you about, is this idea that beyond clearing, this idea that a pendulum, given that we know how to work with it or learn how to work with it, could help us find answers. And one of the things I was reading in your book was about the intuitive healing charts. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And asking the right questions and being right. able to find things out. And I wanted to ask you this, because we were talking about a couple of different things here, decisions, for example, that we're right. making with the network and so forth. Can you mm-hmm. give us an idea of how the pendulum is used and how the table of charts are used?
Mm-hmm. Well, the table, there's 30 intuitive charts, and when I created the charts, I kind of looked at all aspects of healing, mm-hmm. and what these are like overview charts so that people could understand their own healing journey. So it starts with spiritual guides, has information on the chakras, the physical body. It takes you into blocks of healing, limited thoughts, but then it finds all the solutions, like feelings, human needs, healing art, really, and it goes into vitamins, flower essences, crystals, and transition, death, and healthy living. So it gives you if you use the charts with your pendulum, you're actually able to source your own answers, so that mm-hmm. if you have a healing issue, you're able to kind of give yourself a mini healing, and then it guides you to go to traditional doctors or to non-traditional doctors or get a massage. Sometimes it's just helpful when you come home at the end of the day when you've had this, like, incredibly difficult day. You might not even know what you need, but you can use the pendulum to clear. Then you can ask what you need, what would help you feel better. And then when I'm making decisions, a lot of times I use the time and percent chart, and I'll ask, how positive is this? How negative is it? I can ask about the people who are like in, like I, when I had a business, I used it to ask what was the positive on this person, what's the negative. You can use it also, like if you're looking for a job or if you're looking for a new boyfriend, you can even ask how long will something take and what is the likelihood of it happening, questions like that. So I also have, you know, Dr. Pat, I have two other books, Divination and Joy.
Yep.
And Divination and Action. And Divination and Action is about using it for business and for work life. That would be great for
wow.
you. So I could
it would
send
be great
you a copy
for me.
Of that.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
And because go ahead.
I think that's really why I asked you the question, because I knew you had written many books. And what I love about what you've done, though, is you have created intuitive tools. And Divination and Action is a book that looks at these intuitive tools for an inspired work life, right?
Right.
And I think that is so important for people trying to find their way, their purpose, you know, where
right.
they are with things. When we come back, we'd love to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Go ahead and give us a call. If you've got a question, want to get some guidance firsthand, let's do that. And then, Joan, when we come back from break, I would love for you to tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing at East West Books. So let's take a short break, everybody. Yeah, let's find out what is going on here right in our own backyard. And what is a question you're pondering? What is that? Do you know what that is? 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Yeah, thank you, David, for that. Changes. Thank you so much, Benny. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Dr. Pat Show. For more about me, go to thedrpatshow.com and check it out. If you want to find out more about Joan, we're going to give you information about Joan and tell you also how to get a copy of her book. And then we're going to go right to the phones. Before we go to the phones, tell folks how they can get a copy of this book, and also let folks know what you're actually going to be doing at East West.
First of all, my name is JoanRoseStaffen.com. That's my website. You can buy, hopefully you can buy a book at East West Bookshop in Seattle, and that's where I'll be on November 13th, 7:30 to 9 p.m., doing a workshop. And at that workshop, we're going to learn how to use the pendulum with the healing chart, and we will go all the way from learning yes, no answers, to being able to make decisions and to find out what is best for you, whether that's in self-care or healing art. And then sometimes we have enough time to even show people how to do little mini readings for themselves. So awesome. We're going to have fun at East West Books November 13th. So
awesome.
Hope that answers your question, and someone's on the line.
Yeah, we're going to go right to the phones. Mr. Benny, who do we have?
It's Janet calling from New Jersey. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Janet, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hey, thanks. You're on the air.
Hi, Janet. Okay. Great to have you.
Hi. I'm very interested in the topic, and I would like to maybe see if you can do some pendulum on my question.
Uh-huh. What's your question?
I like that.
What can we get some insight on, maybe what needs to happen for me to attract a healthy relationship?
Well, that is a great question. Did you want me to be specific about you or more general?
Specific.
Okay, so can you give me your full name and the town you live in? That's so I can tune into you.
Yeah.
Well, Janet Smith, and I'm living in New York.
New York, New York?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just clearing you. I'm just seeing that your heart chakra needs healing. And so go ahead and put your left hand on your heart chakra and your right hand on your stomach. And anyone who's listening can also do this. It's a little angelic Reiki. And just breathe into your heart as the angels of light and love clear and heal. And I am seeing there's a wound, and so we'll call in the Archangel Raphael to put his hand on your heart and... I'm also seeing it's like from the past life where you were actually perhaps physically stabbed in your heart. So we're clearing that out too, if that's all right with you. and just breathe into your heart. And we're just going to ask the angels of love and light to heal your heart on all levels, emotional, spiritual, mental, and physical. And we can just all have this heart healing, and the angels will be working on you for a couple weeks. And, you know, I see you accepted the healing very well. And that, you know, I get that you're going to be open to new love and friendship in the next 1 to 3 months. That, you know, I see you going some places that you've thought of, but you haven't actually gotten there. Like you get out socially more. And I get that, I'm getting that there are two men who would like to be friends and more with you. So I would go for it.
Okay.
And that Evan, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm feeling very nice because I like the healing in my heart. And I like that warmth coming out of that. I appreciate that very much. And I mean, I don't know what the future will bring, seriously, but I don't want to worry about these men anymore. They're not worth it.
Yep.
So what I do want to ask for another healing is I did injure myself on a bike last Thursday, and I haven't been able to.
I think you're coming in a little bit muffled on your phone. I don't know if you have it close to you.
Better? So I fell off my bike last Thursday. I haven't been able to go to work, and I'm going to go back to work tomorrow.
And so what is your question?
My question is this thing going to completely heal? It's on the top of my hip and in the back. It's not on my spine, but it's on the right side. Is there anything I can do to heal it faster, to just completely make it gone so I can go back to my bike riding and stuff?
Well, what I'm hearing, and I know we all just like this work, but patience. Be very patient with yourself and let yourself heal. Bring in that you're going to heal. You're going to be just fine. So be patient about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. What makes you, can I ask a different question? What makes you think it's not going to heal?
I was thinking the same thing. I was so worried that it wasn't going to heal. And I'm like, wait a minute.
That's what I picked up on. You're kind of, that's what my sense was. You were worried that it wasn't going to heal. But what gives you evidence of that? You know what I'm saying?
I don't have no clue. Just fear.
All right.
Fear.
Yeah.
Just afraid that I won't heal for some reason from the past where nothing worked, you know, just everything was so quiet and nothing ever happened. And maybe I'm just kind of like afraid that I will be hanging in there, you know, and this is just a different chapter, but it feels kind of the same.
Well, you know, before you go to bed at night, you know, you can do the heart healing with the angels of light and love and just ask them to heal your body. Also, ask them for healing before you go to sleep, and you'll be amazed because it really will speed up your healing. But you do have to be patient.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Janet. Thank you
so
much.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you. Let's take a short break, everyone. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how the pendulum works, but these amazing charts that Joan has put in the book. We're going to take a look at a couple of them. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So thrilled to be talking with Joan Rose Staffan. The book of Pendulum Healing, it's her latest book. There's so much in this book, you know, whether you're interested in transitions and endings and new beginnings, there are charts for that. And I wanted to spend a little time, if we could, here in talking about the relationships that you bring forward in the book between the 30 charts and how to pinpoint health and wellness needs. Tell us a little bit about the system that you've developed.
Well, it actually is, the 30 charts are kind of an overview of all the things that you would need to have a wonderful spiritual and physical and emotional life. And so all the way from seek and find spirit to types of healings needed, what blocks you might have, and what healing arts you might need, the book has a full range. And once you learn the system, you're able to use it on a daily basis or a weekly basis. You can give yourself readings. You can give your friends readings. In fact, all your friends will be calling you to ask questions and guidance. And it's amazing how the pendulum it's called information dowsing, can guide you with the chart. But of course, the real guidance is from within. Mm-hmm. It's as if, you know, we were talking about AI, but truly the original AI or the intelligence is within the body, within mm-hmm. the mind, the soul, the spirit. And then when you use the intuitive tool, the pendulum, and the chart, you're able to access that intelligence. It can help you with healing on so many levels. And that's what happened to me, Pat, when I first when I first learned to use the pendulum, was that I felt like I had a hole in my soul. And I had gone to counselors and grief counselors, and I had done a lot of work on myself, but I still had that hole. And it was through using this healing system I was able to heal and access and know what would be best for myself. There's a lot of information out there in the world, but we don't necessarily know what we need at any given point. So I get excited about this book because my last workshop, you know, the 40 people in the room, everybody learned how to use the pendulum in 10 or 15 minutes, and they learned to use the charts in 20 minutes, you know, and then they're on their way. I get excited about that because it brings it back to us learning to use a tool that helps us know ourselves and know what we need in any given moment.
And I think that what we're talking about now is in direct proportion to the degree by which we are trying to absorb information. And, you know, when you go to a place of information or information overload, as it's so easy to do, Joan, what happens is if you're somebody like me, you look for another way. You know, you look for a way that will help you truly focus on the gift and talent, you know, the true AI, and that is the AI that is within each and every one of us, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And how to fine tune that. I wanted to ask you, you will be coming to Seattle, and, you know, that will be awesome to have you here. But one of the things that I was really struck by were the charts, right? Even there's even a chart that talks about time here and percentage.
Right.
And I was curious about that. Can you talk about how that works?
Well, it's really great because instead of just having yes, no answers, you can actually ask how positive is something for yourself, how negative. You can ask if your vitamins are working. Oftentimes, maybe they're only 50%, but say you get a higher grade vitamin from a health food store and it shoots up to 90%. You can ask questions kind of on a scale, but also this is fun because you can ask questions about how likely something is to happen, whether or not, you know, you're going to get that job or if that relationship is going to work out. And so you kind of get you might be thinking these things, but you get kind of an outer sign of inner knowledge. And that's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm.
As we know... I just wanted to mention how we all have various futures in front of us. Some of them more positive, so some of them more negative. So if we can kind of choose the most positive future for ourselves and get on that road, then we're able to kind of find our mission, and we're able to accomplish what we came to Earth to actually accomplish. So I like this chart because it can guide you in what is best for yourself in all areas.
Mm-hmm. And there's no question about it. When we think about this, what we really are thinking about is we're thinking about how we, each of us, can live our fullest life. I mean, what I've discovered in, you know, the time at least that I've been connecting with all of our listeners, there's not a single one out there that doesn't want to live their fullest life. And just like me, we don't always know how, or we don't always know where to begin, or we don't always know. right? And so we get caught in our own not knowing. And I think with what you're talking about and what you're sharing and what the book also talks to is this idea that we have the tools, as you say in the book, to get out of yourself.
Right.
We have the tools
to live
to do
your
that.
And to
live your highest. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I want to thank you for today. And Joan, a couple things. Please let us have your website. Also, tell us again about your appearance at East West. And then the last thing is, I would love to know your personal message, what you would like to leave us with today.
Well, my name, Joan Rose Staffen, and my website, joanrosestaffen.com. You can find my books on Amazon or at East West Books, both in Mountain View or Seattle, Washington. I'll be there Wednesday, November 13th, giving the workshop Power of Pendulum Healing. Can't wait. We're going to have fun. And I'm sorry, what was the personal message.
Yeah.
My personal message is somewhat what we started talking about at the end. When you are in crisis, know that there is always a higher source and a higher answer to your crisis. And through that crisis, you can transform your life and have a very beautiful life.
Mm.
The God's will for us is always healing.
Mm.
So there is always another path, even if you've been told no. There is always another path. Very creative universe we live in.
Powerful. Very creative and very powerful. Joan, thank you so much for today. One last time, please tell folks about your website and how they can get a copy of the book of Pendulum Healing.
Okay, great. My name, JoanRoseStaffen.com. And you can find my book on Amazon or at East West Bookshop in Seattle or in Mountain View. And we're just been a delight to be with you. Thank you so much, Pat.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Joan Rose Staffen and everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Benny, of course, has been pushing all the right buttons. And for those of you out there, if you've missed any part of this, this will play again tonight on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And if you're interested, please go to the Play Store, download our app, and certainly you can have this podcast sent to you directly. For those of you out there, we love each and every one of you. Please continue to be the best that you could be. We'll see you next time.
I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim around.